Let's take a look at some short-term securities. And these things are definitely ephemeral, folks. They disappear before you know it. Where did I get these examples? Well, I actually got them from a mutual fund annual report. And you will be seeing these in Chapter 4. That'll be your assignment. But I got them from there because they're easy to find, and you get to see several at one time. Mutual funds use short-term securities the same way that people use checking accounts and savings accounts for money that they need to deal with in the short term. And so this mutual fund owns some short-term securities the same way we would own a money market or a CD for short-term transactions that they have to deal with. And so what we see is that some of them have already matured. See, this was as of the 30th, I think, of October, right? This mutual fund ended 31st of October. And so what we see is that they had some short-term securities, some corporate paper from Chariot Funding due November 25th of 2013. So they've already matured. They've already paid. And they were paying a grand total of 0.24%. Woo, woo, woo. Yeesh. And they are corporate paper. And they work on the accrual basis. At the day of this annual report, when they're reporting this number, they had 49,997. That's $49,997,000 worth of these corporate paper securities. And remember, they come in denominations of $100,000 a piece. And when they matured on November 25th of 2013, the company received $50 million. So that's how you earn interest with corporate paper and treasury bills and banker's acceptance notes. You buy them at a discount, and then when they mature, if you sell them before they mature, you get more than what you paid for them. So in this example, Chariot Funding, the day that this counting was done, they were worth $49,997,000, and 26 days later, they received $50 million. And the same thing is true here. These were due in just a few days, so the difference is nothing. You know, the difference wasn't you can't even round off because this is in the thousands. So the difference was in hundreds of dollars, so you couldn't even tell a difference. And here are some corporate paper from Coca-Cola. And now you see some of these are not due until February 19th. And you're probably watching this or listening to this before February 19th. But the others have come due. They've matured. And look at Coca-Cola is paying 0.11%, 0.16%. Holy mackerel, nothing. Fannie Mae is a large mortgage company, and Federal Home Loan Bank is another one, and Freddie Mac. Those are very large. They're actually Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are still owned by the taxpayers. But they float corporate paper for short-term needs, and some of these have already matured, and some of them don't mature until August or July of 2014. But you see this same accrual method. As of the accounting on the 31st of October 2013, the ones for Fannie Mae were worth $205,375,000, and when they mature, they will be worth $205,500,000. So that's how you earn your interest. General Electric, 0.05, 0.1, and then Jupiter Securitization. Never heard of these people, but they're paying a little higher, 0.24, woo, 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 0.32. Aren't you excited about short-term securities now? Mm-hmm. Now you understand why money markets and savings accounts and are paying 0.01 because they're only getting 0.11 or 0.2, and they got to, you know, turn the lights on and pay the people who they pay the rent and pay the people who are running the money market mutual fund or the CD, and that's why they're paying nothing because they're getting nothing. Kind of disheartening, isn't it? Now, on the next example, which I'm not going to show you on here because it doesn't come up as well, but it'll probably, when you take a look at it on your machine, it'll come up better, let's try it. Let's go back here and then pick up number two, and it comes out really tiny, right? That's what I was trying to make it bigger. Let's make it bigger. This is what I wanted to show you. My wife got this in the mail, and she has better credit than I do. And look at this. 0.9%, a high-yield savings account from American Excuse. Right, what a joke. It's just, they might, why even pay me anything, 0.9%? Ugh. Anyway, so that's our examples of short-term securities. And your assignment is to go out there, as make sure you take a look at the assignment sheet, and see what kind of short-term interest rates you can grab. See the best rates that you can get. Okay? Go get them, Tigers.